I've got some tips for cooking fresh food, but using very low energy. For example, carrots take a lot of energy to steam, right? Because they're so hard and dense. Spinach, not so much. You can steam some spinach within just a couple minutes in a frying pan. And so I like to keep this concept in mind, and not just for energy use. Some of us have, 600 amp hours of lithium iron phosphate battery and so much solar energy and all that stuff, or a generator. And so what? If it takes a lot of energy, I want to steam some carrots. That's great. But most of us are trying to conserve energy most of the time. Also, just the time it takes. And also the storage of foods. We often don't have a lot of space. And so we tend to not buy a lot of food in advance anyway. Might as well get some stuff that is quick and easy to cook and delicious. Now, years ago, I was working in a restaurant in Seattle, and the now famous chef Tom Douglas was the chef there. And this is funny because at the time, I was a young waiter and kind of a burgeoning foodie and learning how to cook myself. And I overheard Tom Douglas tell his sous chef. His sous chef said, "Chef, what cheese do you want me to use on these open face sandwiches?" And Tom Douglas said, "I don't care as long as it has a low melting point." Now, at the time, I thought, "Oh, Tom Douglas, that's so lazy. You had this opportunity to choose a flavor, blah, blah, blah." What I later realized is that what he was doing was trusting his sous chef to choose a cheese that would be the proper flavor combination for the dish that he was creating. And that right there is a powerful lesson in management. But all that aside, the main point was he needed a soft cheese with a low melting point on the sandwich so that it wouldn't cause a slowdown in the line during the cooking, right? They needed to get that food out quickly because he was going to have 60 people for lunch or whatever. So, or 150, if he was lucky. Anyway, that applies to us in terms of both ease of cooking and energy use. So I'm not going to talk about raw food and raw foodism. That's not my thing. But it might be something to consider for you if you're into that. I like to eat my food cooked for the most part, especially vegetables. So I'll just talk about a few quick heating foods. Mushrooms, you can saute mushrooms in butter really quickly. Only takes a minute or so, and they're really delicious and really good for you. Beans straddles the line between fresh and stored. Obviously canned beans, but beans store really well, even wet and soft in cans. You can also soak your own beans. You can make or buy refried beans really easily. I should mention many beans require soaking before they can be consumed. So that's why I mentioned that. Soft cheeses, getting back to Tom Douglas, such as Havarti or even cheddar has a reasonable melting point, but Jarlsberg Swiss takes forever to melt, and then it gets hard again right away as soon as the temperature drops a little bit. So I don't recommend that. But on the other hand, Havarti Swiss is the world's greatest snacking cheese. So in my opinion, so great. Let's see. So here's a quick recipe. Because I was going to say fish, especially like a Dover sole, which Dover sole is already very thin and soft, so it cooks super fast. Or you can slice thin some salmon or cod, or make cubes or rectangular pieces of salmon or cod, and then it cooks very quickly. You can turn it quickly in the pan, and it takes very little low energy to get it cooked. Of course, the temperature has to be high because you don't want to be eating raw fish, but nonetheless, it cooks quickly. So you get your pan up real hot over the gas or the induction heater or whatever you're using. So here's a quick recipe. So sear some lightly salted sole in butter with some minced shallot in a pan. Now you can squeeze some lemon in there as well. A few seconds on each side, depending on how thick it is and how hot your heat is. But sole is, even though it's a very delicate fish, you can actually brown it a little bit under very high heat, and it tastes great. It absorbs the butter nicely. Or olive oil or whatever oil you're using. And once it's seared for a few seconds on each side and it's cooked through, remove the pan from the heat and lay some soft cheese on top of that fish. Havarti's nice. I've even done it with cheddar or any cheese that melts at a lower temperature. Now cover the pan for 2 to 3 minutes until the cheese melts. You can throw this on some toasted bread, a toasted roll of some kind, or just eat it as is with steamed broccoli. By the way, broccoli is brilliant for low energy. And the reason for that is that you steam it for, say, 4 or 5 minutes over a rolling boil in a steamer. And first of all, cut it into not quite bite size, but kind of medium large pieces. And maybe from a normal head of broccoli, a normal floret of broccoli, you'd get 6 pieces out of it, and then steam it for 4 to 5 minutes, and then turn the heat off, and then leave the lid on for another 6 minutes, and that broccoli will be perfect. So that's another great food for low energy. And so anyway, that fish with broccoli or any meat with broccoli is wonderful. And we've barely used 7 or 8 minutes of power so far for this meal. Let's see. A quality steak like a New York strip, anything that you would want to eat medium rare or even rare, like New York or filet mignon, that gets pretty pricey. But there are some wonderful steak cuts that require very little heat or very little energy because you cook them on high. You sear it. And then, like, for example, a 1-inch New York only needs to be cooked for about 2 to 3 minutes per side, depending on how hot your pan is. And then you take it off the heat. And according to the master chef, Anthony Bourdain, let it rest for 10 minutes before you touch it. And of course, thinner equals less time and less power use. So you can actually, if you buy thinner New York strip, you can get away with 40 to 60 seconds per side. So yeah, those are some of my tips for fresh meals that use low energy. Hey, I hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Campervan Podcast. The Vantsage newsletter goes out every Sunday evening, and if you're not signed up for that yet, well, you're missing out. Packed full of valuable, fun weekly features, product resources, videos, photography, exclusive content, and other cool van life stuff. It's easy to get signed up, only takes a few seconds, and the link to do so is in show notes right there in your podcatcher app. And while you're at it, I have a quick favor to ask. Please take a few seconds to send that link to friends, family, post it to your social media feeds, etc. It really does make all the difference and will allow me to continue publishing this show. Okay, that's it for now. Take care. Have fun. I'm glad you're here. Enjoy the adventure. But you treat me so unkind. The fast mail train I see. I think I hear it coming now.